on today's Run to the Top podcast.
Our physical body in terms of gut, how we eat, what we put in our body, and our mindset and our thoughts all have everything to do with how we can get well and how we can stay well.
Welcome to the Run to the Top podcast from Runners Connect, where it's all about learning from the best and most inspiring minds in the sport. Together, we can train a smarter, healthier, and faster running community. Now here's your host, Stephanie K. Atwood.
Welcome. This is Stephanie K. Atwood, Boston Marathon qualifier, coach, and host for Run to the Top podcast. Maria Aferis is the author of The Essential Gut Awakening, Mastering Hashimoto's and Other Autoimmune Diseases. Maria will share her own struggle with Hashimoto's and the journey that led her to understand the connection between gut health, autoimmune disease, Hashimoto's, and natural healing techniques. Maria healed herself using ancient Kundalini yogic science, all natural plant allies, and quantum energy mindset. Today, we explore the connection that many of us may have, gut issues, autoimmune maladies, and hormone imbalances such as Hashimoto's. We will learn where to begin evaluating what is wrong, how to recognize lifestyle issues that are possible causes, and how to start healing naturally. We'll meet Maria directly after this brief message from our Run to the Top sponsors.
Today's show is brought to you by Fasciaware, a new sportswear innovation that helps you maintain good body posture and optimal alignment in your hips, knees, and ankles when running. I'll tell you more later in the episode, or you can head over to their website at fasciaware.com. Plus, if you enter RTTT in the promo box at checkout, you'll get 25% off your first order. That's fasciaware.com.
Welcome back to Run to the Top podcast. I am Stephanie K. Atwood, your host, and today we are featuring Maria Aferis, author, wellness mentor, Kundalini yoga instructor, Reiki master, and creator of the Essential Gut Technique, a revolutionary protocol. Welcome, Maria.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here to discuss your book, your personal experience, and the possible connection to some of these with our listeners. Let's begin with the four basic questions. How old are you? Where were you born? Where do you live now? And what is your current favorite running distance or workout activity?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's see. I'm from Southern California. Mm-hmm. I am 50. Mm-hmm. And I was an avid hiker. And in Southern California, I used to run up and down Temescal Canyon. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that area, but it's a pretty arduous hiking trail. And I used to time myself to see how fast I could get around the loop. And I was doing that on a I would say 2 to 3 times a week. Uh-huh. And that was when I noticed that there was something off.
Right. I noticed that in your book. I know you talked about how active you were and how you actually got more active when you started feeling fatigued because you thought maybe that could make a difference. We're going to get to hear all of your story. I did want to ask you where you're living now.
I still live in Los Angeles area, just not as close to the Temescal Canyon trail.
That's fine. You've had a lot of smog and bad weather down there in this last few months.
We have. And actually, anyone who lives in Los Angeles or, you know, basically in around any kind of freeway system, especially the freeway systems that we have here, we're full of toxins that are constantly bombarding our body.
And you're going to get a chance to tell us more about these toxins that are bombarding our body. So let's start with a brief summary of your personal experience with Hashimoto's disease and the book that evolved it out of your healing yourself with natural remedies.
Basically, it started as because I was so fit. I was a petite model since the age of 9 and was traveling all over the world. I owned my own spa company and was going to all kinds of events and red carpet events and you name it. I was just so, so completely busy. And one of the things that I loved to do was going and taking that trail run. And what I noticed is that I had put on 5 pounds. And I also, after hiking, would come home and just crash. Like the fatigue was, it was indescribable. And so I went to my first general practitioner because I knew something was off in my body. And I said, you know, there's gotta be something that's wrong because it takes me way too long to get my strength back. And he said, oh, Maria, you're just getting older. You need to exercise more. Mm-hmm. And so without taking any kind of test or anything, I made that my new mantra as I started hiking the trails even more. Because I thought, well, you know, if maybe he's right and I need to follow my doctor's advice and start working out even harder and faster. And so I went from 2 to 3 hikes a week to approximately 5 to 7 if I could get them in. And what I realized later was that I had extreme anemia and I was basically exercising myself to death. Uh-huh. And when I later went to get my blood tests analyzed, I had an iron deficiency down to 0.3.
What does that mean?
That is past the point of a blood transfusion. It's uh-huh. basically, yeah. I had almost no oxygen getting to my brain at all. In fact, my speech was always slurred. Wow. In my head, I knew what I was saying, but it just wouldn't come out that way.
Wow.
And it was similar to like symptoms of a stroke. It just, yeah. it seems like you're having a stroke because you're fine in your mind, but everyone else around you is like, what's going on? You're not speaking right. Wow. And so it was really crazy because the naturopath that actually diagnosed the anemia told me right then in the office that I needed a blood transfusion. But I didn't really understand at that point how incredibly dangerous it was. And she told me not to drive for 2 weeks and yet let me leave the office and drive home. Yeah. So it wasn't explained to me at that time just exactly how serious that was. You know, my version of serious was from TV shows.
Right.
You know, at that point, right? I had nothing to relate it to. And so when we did find out how bad it was later, I was shocked that this doctor actually, the second doctor that I went to see actually let me go out of the office again. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure that everybody always knows to always listen to their doctor's advice, but always listen to your own gut intuition, your gut instinct of what it's trying to tell you also.
And you told me earlier, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you did say you're not a doctor. This information that you're sharing and the book that you've written are not a Western medical book that you do recommend people go to see their Western medical doctor, but there's so much more to it than that, isn't there?
Yes. I mean, this is all from a patient's perspective. So this is getting lost in the system, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so I am not a doctor. I just share all the tools that I discovered along the way in my journey because I got so sick and tired and drained financially and in my physical body.
Yeah.
That I had to find the solutions on my own.
Right.
And what they were giving me was not only not working, but in most cases was making me worse.
Wow.
So I had to stop listening to what they were telling me to do because it was literally killing me.
Right.
And so yes, my book is my perspective, from a patient's point of view, mm-hmm. and how I used all natural resources to get my life back. And what I had found is that when I started introducing, let me go back a little bit. So at the time I owned a spa and somebody was coming in to give me a demonstration massage. She was trying to get a massage job at my spa. And so she asked if she could use an essential oil on my back. And during the worst of my crisis, my health crisis, it didn't matter what somebody was using on my back. It could have been DW40 or whatever that is. You know what I mean? It could have been, you know, it just didn't matter. And so I said, yeah, whatever you want to use, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And so she opened up this bottle, she put it under my nose, and it, my whole entire body, because I was in complete adrenal collapse, my body was in fight or flight. This particular bottle of oil went in, as I inhaled it, it went into my limbic system and it calmed my nerves and central nervous system down within seconds.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my goodness, what is that?
Oh my gosh.
And it was just a bottle of essential oils.
Yeah.
And I looked at the bottle, I took a picture of the bottle and I researched what it was, what was in it. Mm-hmm. And I started diving in to essential oils and I tried to see if there was a protocol for Hashimoto's disease. And sure enough, there was. Wow. Clove is a natural antioxidant and lemongrass is a natural anti-inflammatory. And frankincense is generally just great for everything in terms of mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. So I put that on my neck and within about, I want to say anywhere between 3 to 6 months, a tumor appeared. But this tumor at that time felt like it was actually a good thing. I know that sounds strange.
Yeah. It was but way out. Or it was.
That's exactly right. That's how I felt. I felt like the toxins were being pulled out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel threatened by it at all. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I decided, well, I should do the responsible thing and go get a biopsy.
Yeah.
And so I went to go get a biopsy. But at the time, I was very clear on not putting anything chemical in my body. I just mm-hmm. didn't want to have it. Mm-hmm. And so the lady who was doing the biopsy, I told her, please don't give me any anesthetic. I don't want anything that's going to put any chemicals in my body. Just let me get into a meditative state. Let me use my Kundalini yoga experience and see if I can just do it this way. And I'll let you know if I can't.
Right.
And so she looked at me like I was completely out of my mind, mm-hmm. but I did it. And yeah. I swear I didn't feel a thing,
wow.
but she's digging around with all of these needles. And I couldn't, honestly, I couldn't feel a thing.
Oh my God.
And, so she finished and the test results came back inconclusive. Mm-hmm. But what happened during that biopsy was that I discovered that my mindset on not allowing something to hurt me or feel the pain of it was actually beneficial.
Right.
So if I could take that mindset and direct it towards my health and healing, mm-hmm. what are the possibilities with that?
Wonderful.
So somebody said this particular oil company had supplements that had essential oils in them. Mm-hmm. And they said, do you want to start taking these? And I was like, absolutely not. I am so sick and tired of supplements that absolutely do nothing for me. Mm-hmm. I do not want to take another supplement. First of all, I can't, because they're so expensive. And yeah. these were like, you know, really not. And these were pretty much a really good go-to in terms of what they were giving me. And what the difference was that they had the essential oils in them. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to try them. So about 3 months after I started taking those supplements, mm-hmm. the tumor went away.
Wow.
And I was like, how is that possible? How did these supplements work for me, but the other ones didn't?
Yeah.
And it was with that I discovered that these particular supplements were nano-enhanced. And nano-enhanced means that in a sense, it's water-soluble so that it gets absorbed into your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. And so when I started diving into why that made a difference, I discovered that it's your gut that regulates what's going on in the rest of your body.
Oh my God.
So 80% of our immune system is in our gut. And so when I started to heal my gut with these natural plant allies, then I started to feel better. So I started to get about 65% better. I mean, from 0% to 65%. That was a huge jump for me.
And over what period of time?
Oh gosh, less than a year.
Okay.
Less than a year. And this is after about 5 years of feeling my absolute worst. Yeah. So in less than a year, I had pulled a tumor out of my throat, pulled out the toxins. I started balancing my diving into the microbiome, taking the right probiotics and prebiotics, and learning how to food combine properly and to eliminate nightshades and to eliminate eggs and dairy. And after that, I stumbled upon hemp oil. Mm-hmm. And when somebody introduced hemp oil to me initially, I was like, oh, no. I don't want to have anything to do with THC and feeling out of my body because I'm just getting back into my body, right? Right. I was just able to climb up 10 steps and feel elation because I wasn't out of breath anymore. So there was no way I was willing to take anything else.
Yeah.
And so somebody reached out and they said, I have an oil, it's non-psychoactive, it's mm-hmm. nano-enhanced with a mm-hmm. liposomal delivery. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I heard that...
What is the liposomal?
Well, liposomal delivery is basically this. So hemp is a really large molecule.
Uh-huh.
And in order to break it down, most companies will nano-enhance it, right? Uh-huh. Make it water soluble. But sure. The chemist that I found, the company that I absolutely love and adore, uses a liposomal delivery.
Uh-huh.
And so basically that's taking, like, for example, a molecule the size of a bowling ball mm-hmm. and throwing it through a chain link fence, it's not going to get through.
Right.
But if you take that bowling ball and you dissolve it down to the size of a grain of sand, and mm-hmm. then you take it and throw it through that chain link fence,
yeah.
it's pretty much all going to get through.
Right.
And so we're looking for that absorbability, and mm-hmm. the absorbability is what I have found in this particular oil, which is, I can't find it anywhere else, is what took my mind, body, and spirit back into alignment.
Yes.
And it was the missing element that brought it all together.
Really?
And within 3 days of taking this hemp oil,
mm-hmm.
I was laser focused. I was clear. I was full of energy again. And I was just like, to me, this was my miracle in a bottle that I had been waiting for. So, yeah, I know. It's hard to imagine that something so simple, getting into our body, can make such a big difference. But for me, it was life-changing. And so I reached out to the company. I said, whatever it is that I need to be associated with this company and be a part of this company, I am in. Mm-hmm. And so I started working with them right away because I got my parents on it. My honey and his parents take it. Mm-hmm. We're just huge supporters of getting this into our endocannabinoid system, and which I didn't even know that we had until I started using this oil.
Now, how did you find these resources? What people helped you along the way?
To be honest, not a whole lot of people were helpful.
Yeah.
I had to research myself, everything that I've done. I scoured books, webinars, seminars, took as many classes as I possibly could. I self-educated. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I'd really like to encourage anyone who's going through any kind of health crisis to do, is to become an active participant in their health with their doctor, with their healthcare professional.
Yeah.
Because I find that even if you get diagnosed with something and then the doctor hands you over your, I don't know, life expectancy. Sometimes they do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got 3 to 6 months to live. I'm so opposed to that. You know, that's, and I've had several conversations with doctors that say it would be unprofessional and irresponsible for me not to let somebody know. And that blows me away because.
Oh, you mean the time frame? It would be.
Yes. The time frame that you have left.
Right.
You know, and to me, it just blows me away because you don't know that. I mean, somebody could take on that energy, that mindset, and take that on. And that is a part of how I believe I got sick in the first place. To give you a little bit of background, I grew up in the beautiful home, family and love and generosity and kindness. And so when somebody later on in the year, in my years, said something to me that was their truth, not my truth, it was their truth. And I took it on and I took that truth to be my truth. And it hurt. It hurt me in every single cell of my body. And I took that on and it manifested as my dis-ease in my physical body. So now the energy and mindset. Yes,
Maria,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What was that truth that you're talking about? What was, you know, what was it that you took on?
Without outing the person that came into my life that said this, I will just say that it was something very hurtful. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't directed at me. It was directed at that person. That person was mirroring back something to themselves. Mm-hmm. That was resonating for them, but directed it to me. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
It was their process. It was their thought process. It was their energy, mm-hmm. and spewed it off to me. Uh-huh. And instead of being in my own space and holding my space of my boundaries,
yeah.
instead of saying that's your truth, not mine,
yeah.
I took it on. Uh-huh. I energetically took that on and I made it a part of my story,
mm-hmm.
which infused into my energy. It infused into my thought processes,
mm-hmm.
and it knocked down my own self-esteem. Mm-hmm. It knocked down my own worthiness, self-worthiness,
mm-hmm.
and it manifested in each cell of my body.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I allowed that to happen,
right?
Because I believed that their truth for them was my truth because they directed it to me.
Mm-hmm. So part of what you're saying then is that we have to both approach things from our truth or our perspective, and we also have to question what other people are sharing with us. What is their motivation? What is the connection that they have with us? How is it a positive or a negative thing?
Exactly. This happens throughout our entire lives. Mm-hmm. You know, from the time we're born, we're having imprints put on us, right?
Right.
And it can either build our self-esteem or knock it down.
Mm-hmm.
And in my particular case, my self-esteem and my self-worthiness was built my entire life in a beautiful, loving, and nurturing home, mm-hmm. with parents that held me in that space. And when somebody very dear to me was in my life, had something going on in their life,
mm-hmm.
it was their truth. It wasn't my truth.
Yeah. But
because that person meant so much to me,
right.
and because I believed what they said,
right.
I took it on as mine.
Yeah. So you're saying that there is very much a connection between mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely. Like, mm-hmm. I cannot emphasize absolutely even more than absolutely. everything has to do, in my opinion, with our mind, body, spirit. And all three have to be in alignment in order for us to achieve optimum wellness. Our physical body, in terms of gut, how we eat, what we put in our body, and our mindset and our thoughts all have everything to do with how we can get well and how we can stay well. And so that's why when a doctor says, gives you a prognosis of you've got 3 to 6 months, I find that really incredibly interesting, mm-hmm. because that person sitting in that chair receiving that news could, and most usually does, take that on as their truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fulfill that destiny.
Now let's go to something a little more specific, because what you're saying is quite profound, but it's kind of ethereal, right? So let's go to this gut health thing, because there clearly is a mind, body, spirit connection with gut health, but there also are some very pragmatic things about gut health. So What do you do to keep your gut healthy?
So for me, I make sure that I keep my hydrated, and that's the first and foremost. I also do not eat any gluten at all. Gluten is loaded with glyphosate, and glyphosate is herbicides and pesticides, which are deadly. And if it's even in the toxin environment that we have, we can even go as far to say that organic is still going to have some level of toxins in it. Just because of the environment. And right. There's no really real good way to get around that. Mm-hmm. Physically, I stay away from eggs. Mm-hmm. Eggs have the mucus part in eggs, whether they're cooked any kind of way, can help break down the gut. And so it causes more leaky gut. It can mm-hmm. cause more leaky gut. And in mm-hmm. my case, it does. Mm-hmm. So I can't say blanket for everybody because everybody is different. But for me, this is what I do. Yeah. I eat a lot of asparagus, garlic, onions, and ginger mm-hmm. on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I drink a lot of teas, ginger teas. I take a quarter teaspoon of harataki powder twice a day. Harataki is an ancient Ayurvedic Indian practice that is known to help decalcify the pineal gland. And the pineal gland doesn't have a blood-brain barrier, so it's very crucial that we keep the pineal gland as clear and decalcified as possible. I also take on a daily basis fermented skate liver oil. Mm-hmm. Let's see, I eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of bone broth. And I also practice happiness and joy on a daily basis. And you're going to ask me, what does that have to do with the gut? but when we keep that alignment of always living in a space of gratitude, it does affect the gut.
Right.
And so physically, we take in all of those foods that are highly nurturing and beneficial to our overall wellness.
I would think if you're trying to be happy and if you're working at being happy, maybe those two words don't go together, but it is a practice of happiness, that it would then lessen stress, right?
Exactly. And the hemp oil is also known for that too. It's locked into CB1 and 2 CB2 receptors. And Dr. Mushalem, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, but Dr. Mushalem out of Israel discovered our endocannabinoid system in the 90s, and he named the receptors the anandamides, which means bliss in Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. So getting that hemp oil into our endocannabinoid system activates our bliss receptors in our body, and it takes us into the parasympathetic and sympathetic ease and alignment. And so that is when our body also starts to heal from the inside out. Because when we're in fight or flight, we're not healing. But when we are at ease and in balance, mm-hmm. then our bodies start to heal. And so getting that hemp oil into my body on a daily basis is crucial for my well-being.
That's what a story you have. Now, tell me about the Hashimoto's disease and how you discovered that you had Hashimoto's and then how you worked your way through it.
So Hashimoto's disease essentially is when your immune system is attacking your thyroid. Mm-hmm. And again, the thyroid is connected with the throat chakra, and that is communication. So what was I not communicating and what was I communicating to myself, right? So when you match those worlds, it starts to make sense of why I didn't speak up for myself when I needed to and why I held in and let this dis-ease manifest in my throat and how it all just accumulated in that one spot. But I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for it and every single experience that I've had along the way. Even though I went from vertigo on a daily basis. Vertigo, if you don't know, is like being in a perpetual Disney cup tea ride. You know, those teacups and where you're spinning and spinning. It's like that, but you can't stop. And I had brain fog, memory loss, massive amount of weight gain. So I went to, just to give you some basis of what that looked like, I went from a size 2 to a size 12 in less than 6 months. Mm-hmm. And
must have felt so badly in so many ways because you
I felt like a sloth for one, because that wasn't my life. I had always exercised.
Right.
But I just couldn't. And it's, the doctors would always tell me, I mean, all the specialists that I saw, you need to walk at least 15 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even walk from my bed to the bathroom without gasping for air. So that was impossible. And that's why when I ran up the flight of stairs for the first time, mm-hmm. I literally had tears streaming down my face.
My gosh.
I was like, oh my God, I got a part of my life back that I haven't had in years. And I had one doctor prescribe something that made me, that gave me tachycardia.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, in terms of like this journey, it has been incredible. And like I said, I hold the space of gratitude for every single second of it, because I am now so empowered in my health, mm-hmm. and I know so much more about my body and the alignment of what it needs to have for mind, body, and spirit, that I've become a mentor for those who are having these same kind of challenges. And mentoring is, again, not giving out advice. It's simply saying, like, where are you now and how can we move forward?
Right, right. I think there are a lot of runners who are dealing with Hashimoto's. They're certainly dealing with energy issues, and autoimmune disease seems to be everywhere.
Autoimmune is so prevalent that it is, there's a statistic here that I'll just take exactly from my book. Okay, here it is. Over 14 million people in America have been diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease, and another estimated 50 million with other autoimmune diseases.
And how do we go about identifying what autoimmune disease we have? Where do we start with something like that?
Oftentimes it's they're misdiagnosed and they're hard to diagnose because I don't believe really doctors know what to look for.
Yeah.
And I have found that a functional medical doctor is our best ally. Mm. And so they seem to be more open to tests. And tests include blood, urine, hair, and stool. Mm-hmm. Getting all of those tests will help you determine where your body's at, what level of antibodies for what you have going on in your body, and where you can start from there.
And who's going to diagnose that for you? You know, how are you going to get a reading of those tests that is that you can trust?
That is such a great question. So there, that, and again, it takes a lot of study. And this is where you have to, this is where I encourage my clients that I mentor to become an active participant and learn what those tests mean. Mm-hmm. And so get a copy from your doctor. Your doctor is your, in a sense, works for you. He's providing you a service.
Right.
So if you don't understand something,
right.
Ask them. And if they're not willing to explain it to you, that's not the right doctor for you.
Right.
If their ego is so out of alignment, mm-hmm. that they can't explain your own blood test to you, mm-hmm. and take the time to educate you and become a team player with you,
yeah.
then that's not the right person for you.
Mm-hmm.
The person who is on the other side, let's say, for example, you hire somebody to design your home, an architect,
mm-hmm.
and you want something placed in a certain way. And the architect goes, sure, no problem. Let's get you that. And you do it and the house falls. You didn't learn about, is this architect the right architect? Does he know what he's doing? Mm-hmm. Is he building me a wall just because he's saying it's going to look nice?
Right.
It's like you have to know what is going on and educate yourself and take an active part in this.
Would you recommend talking to more than one or two doctors and getting both a sense of which ones you had a better rapport with, but also to see if they're interpreting things the same way or differently?
Absolutely. We spend so much time. In fact, I talk about this in my book, about we fill out these dating sites and we put in what we're looking for to find our perfect match. And yet to find a doctor that's an active participant in our health, mm-hmm. we don't spend a second thought about it. Right. Sometimes we are told who to go to because that's what our insurance provides mm-hmm. and we don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. So that can be a challenge. But we spend more time looking for a partner than we do an active health partner. And this active health partner, our physician, our doctor, is somebody that we can possibly interview. What do you see? You know, how do you see this going? How do you normally treat your patients? Do you try to find alternative services, alternative practices first? Mm-hmm. Or do you go straight for the prescription pad? Mm-hmm. You know, those are questions that I encourage my clients to ask also. What kind of doctor are they? You know, do they give you your test results when you ask? Do they want you to get better, or do they want have that prescription pad in hand ready to write out those prescriptions?
Now, are you taking any prescription drugs at all at this point in your life?
No, I do not take any.
No. And how long have you not taken any prescription drugs?
It's been quite a few years. One thing that I did take for about 2 years, mm-hmm. Which I stopped taking when I got my hemp oil, mm-hmm. Was birth control pills because my hormone cycle, my menstrual cycle was so awful mm-hmm. and I was already anemic and I was... One doctor told me to put progesterone cream on my abdomen every day. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, it threw my hormones completely out of balance. And I started getting my period every 10 days for 14 days.
Oh, no. Now, the math doesn't make sense. You'd be in your menstrual period all of your life.
I was in complete and utter almost insanity. And it was excruciatingly painful. So I would, it was horrible. So I went to my gynecologist and I opted to take birth control pills for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it allowed me to help get my anemia back under control.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't having the bleed outs. And as soon as I started getting the hemp oil into my body, I wanted to see what it was like to stop taking the birth control pills because I didn't want them in my body anymore. And within the first month of getting off of the pills and taking the hemp oil, I didn't have a period. And the second month, I had a period and I didn't feel it.
Wow.
And the third month and the fourth and the fifth. And so I'm fine now. Like I'm totally, completely regular. Yeah. I don't feel them.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah. And I'm so grateful. Again, I'm so grateful. I'm constantly living in the space of gratitude for this epic journey of my life.
Now, this does ask another question about your iron levels when they were so, so low. Of course, that would have been related to your menstruation as well. But how did you get your iron levels back up to a normal level?
Great question. Okay, so what I discovered on my own was that you need vitamin B to absorb C, and you need vitamin C to absorb iron. Mm-hmm. So I was completely deficient in all. Mm-hmm. And so I started, and I still do this, I inject myself with a B complex mm-hmm. every week. Mm-hmm. And I have it custom formulated from a functional medical doctor. Mm-hmm. And I just inject myself every week and it is heaven.
So you've got your energy back.
I mean, the injection itself is not avid, but yeah. I don't actually feel that anymore either. But that in itself has given me the ability to build my iron back to normal, healthy levels. Mm-hmm. And so if you can find a compounding pharmacy with a functional medical doctor that will prescribe that for you, it's really ideal. And the reason I started doing it myself is because a naturopath that I was seeing was charging me, she was charging me $30 a week to uh-huh. do it. Mm-hmm. And so I found, if I just get the vial and do it myself, it's right. $100
yeah.
for a 3-month supply.
Much better.
Much better.
And you still have to get the shot one way or the other. So the only thing is you're injecting it instead of someone else charging you more.
Exactly. and I taught myself how to do that too. So I'm pretty self-reliant when it comes to my health these days. I get tested every 6 months now just mm-hmm. to make sure that everything is still in alignment. Mm-hmm. Because ecosystems in our bodies can turn in a second. And right. so I keep a binder of all of my lab tests, and I can tell if something's going low and how to correct it. Mm-hmm. And I can keep track of that progress in my binder.
Well, your book sounds like something that a lot of people could really benefit from reading. It sounds like you've got such a natural and a healthy way of looking at a whole body approach to good health and to solving problems that people may be struggling with. I know that the iron problem for a lot of runners, especially women runners, is very big. And that sounds like you address that more in your book than in the 2 chapters that I actually read, right?
Right. Right. The book goes in depth into all of this and the entire, my entire journey.
Yeah, well, it really does sound like a fascinating book to read. I might have to actually download it on Kindle. I know it's available. So we are going to be moving into the final kick, actually. And is there anything else that you would like to say to kind of summarize this part that we've just finished?
I guess I would say to everyone out there who is struggling with an autoimmune disease is to, one, not give up hope. And two, listen to your gut when it comes to what's right for your body. And three, become an active participant so that you can really direct your mind, body, and spirit to your desired outcome, not anybody else's. And I'm also here for you, rooting for you, and I'd love to connect with you.
Today's show is brought to you by FasciaWear, a new sportswear innovation that helps you maintain good body posture and optimal alignment in your hips, knees, and ankles when running. There are 2 reasons why I'm excited about FasciaWear. 1, the fact that the idea is based on years of expertise and research working with athletes to overcome and avoid posture-related injuries. And 2, the feeling I get when I'm wearing FasciaWear. It just makes you want to go for a run immediately. When you first wear FasciaWear, you instantly notice how supportive it feels to your body, making you stand upright almost like you gain an extra inch in height. It is amazing how something so lightweight and elastic can give you that amount of support. FasciaWear makes it easier to concentrate on and practice proper running technique even when you start to get tired because of the extra notch of support you get from it. What I also love is that they offer a 30-day, no questions asked, money-back guarantee. This way, you can take FasciaWear for a test run and simply return it if not satisfied. If you want to give FasciaWear a try, you can get 25% off when you use the code RTTT. Just visit the website at FasciaWear.com and enter RTTT in the promo box at checkout, and you'll get 25% off your first order. That's FasciaWear.com. I also wanted to share a super new app called Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist is an app that takes the best key takeaways and the need-to-know information from thousands of books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes. An hour run lets you listen to 3 to 4 books because you can skip all that fluff. To me, the feature that is the icing on the cake is that they offer both audio and text. You can listen to these books on a workout or a long drive, but that means when you hear something that you really want to remember, it's not easy to get back and find it. But with Blinkist, the ability to go easily back through the text means you can write down important things and take action. Blinkist can be a game changer for you in 2019 and will allow you to execute on that resolution to read more and maybe try some new and different genres. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to blinkist.com/runner to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, blinkist.com/runner to start your free 7-day trial. blinkist.com/runner.
Welcome back with Maria Aparis, author of The Essential Gut Awakening, Mastering Hashimoto's and Other Autoimmune Diseases. We are approaching the final kick, Maria. Now, do you know what the final kick is?
I don't, but I'm excited.
Okay, well, at the end of every podcast that I host, we do this final kick, and of course, it definitely refers to a running race, but yours is a little bit different, so you might respond slightly differently. There's 4 different questions, and then you get a chance to give us all of your contact information. So question number 1 is, what is a favorite local training run or outing in your neighborhood? And confirm your city, state, and then tell us where we might park and be able to do this outing in your area.
Well, my favorite place is the beach, and the best beach that I have found, it's a little secret. It's down in Torrance. It's Torrance Beach. There's plenty of parking. In fact, there's plenty of free parking. But if you do, you have to use a meter. So you have to do old school and use quarters and change. Wow. So yeah, that's something that if you're not prepared for, you'll miss out. So, but the side streets don't require any meters at all. So that's my number one spot to run, jog, walk, meditate, jump in the water, renew your spirit, and definitely my favorite go-to.
Great. Okay. So a favorite running or health and fitness related book other than yours, which you'll get to talk about in a bit.
Oh, that is a good one. Well, I love Kundalini yoga. Mm-hmm. So Kundalini yoga is all about the prana and activating the breath and stagnance in your body. And, Yogi Bhajan has quite a few books out. So I think if anyone were to just Google Yogi Bhajan, and that's B-H-A-J-A-N.
Great.
He has quite a few Kundalini books out that are completely fascinating in terms of the energy and Kundalini.
Good. Okay. And how long have you been doing Kundalini yoga?
Oh, I got certified as a teacher in 2007. Mm-hmm. So quite a while.
Okay. A humorous story or something to share about your experience that is funny, you know, doesn't have to be super funny, but just something that's kind of light about your life.
Well, I will say this. When I discovered that I had the tumor in my throat, the first doctor that I had an appointment with was my gynecologist checkup. It was my yearly checkup. Mm-hmm. And so after the gyno exam, he's, I'm still there with my feet in the stirrups. And he's like, is there anything else that you need me to check? And I said, actually, I have this lump in my throat. And he looked at me for a second and I go, oh, you probably can't reach up that high. And we both started laughing so hard because it was just such a moment of like, what the heck, Maria?
That's good.
So anyway, after that, he wrote me a referral to a doctor for that. But it was actually funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Okay, now someone or some subject that you think our listeners would benefit from that we might have on this podcast.
There's a book that I absolutely love and adore. It's by Dr. Bruce Lipton. It's called The Biology of Belief. And this, I believe, if you read his book and my book, you'll get it. You'll get where I'm coming from in terms of mind, body, spirit needing to be in alignment.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I think someone else, not they didn't use that as their book to recommend, but they talked about him and his book also, I believe. I think that was in a former podcast. So this guy must be pretty good.
I can't wait to meet him in person. Just saying that, if you're listening, Dr. Bruce Lipton, I'm here for you.
All right, great. now it's your time. Please give us contact information and how our audience can both find your book and get in touch with you about the resources and services that you have.
Okay, well, you can find me at essentialgut.com, and it's E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L, gut, G-U-T.com. That's my website. And on there, you can contact me to receive a complimentary introductory session. It's 15 minutes where we get to chat and we can talk about what's going on and how we can help you. And my book is available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon and also Books A Million. And there's also a total mastery gut course that I developed. And that is available also through my website, essentialgut.com. And that is a 6-week online course, which goes through all the details of the gut and how to bring it back into an alignment. So I also have a belly blend that I just launched. It's a topical and it goes directly onto the belly and it helps support the inflammatory response and digestion. And it's a good wellness ritual to get into on a daily basis to support the gut. So my life is all about giving you as many tools as possible to live your most amazing, thriving life. And I just want everyone to know that please reach out to me, friend me, follow me on Instagram. Let's get you in alignment. Let's just get you to living your thriving life again, because I know what it's like to not feel well.
Your story is really fascinating, Maria. Thank you for sharing so much. And please, audience, let us know if you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow us at the Runners Connect Winner Circle on Facebook by going to runnersconnect.net/FB. Additionally, subscribe to the Run to the Top podcast at runnersconnect.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. You'll be notified every week when the new episode is published. Maria, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we wish you good health and happiness for yourself and for the people you touch with your story, your book, and your healing skills. And finally, thank you, each of you, our listeners, for joining us today. We'll be back next week with another great talk to entertain, educate, and inspire you as you head out on your running workout. This is Stephanie K. Atwood, your host with Run to the Top. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast from runnersconnect.net.